Up Wisconsin. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. I understand from some of our reporters out in the field that Donald Trump has just concluded his low-energy rambling comments at his most recent rally. And so let's take a little break from politics. It is Tuesday at 2:30, and that means we all get a break from the politics because it's time for Yes, Chef, with Chef Adam Pavlak of Egg and Flour joining me every Tuesday. Welcome back, Chef. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me. It's good to break up the political talk, and I love your new background, too. I'm jealous that I have a door behind me, and you have the city skyline.
I love a little Milltown background. We always love talking to you, Adam, and I thought no better time than to talk with our beautiful listeners about tailgating. We got the kickoff of the Major League Baseball postseason today. I'm super pumped going to the game tomorrow with my dad for his birthday. And of course, it is football season, and we live in the place that is sort of the pinnacle of pinnacles, the birthplace of the epic tailgate. Right? Yes. Many have imitated, but none are Wisconsinites tailgating. We really do set the bar. And I thought what fun it would be to talk with everybody about tailgating. We're going to be joined back on live radio in just 3 or 4 minutes from our special coverage of Donald Trump's remarks. We got folks watching online. So I thought you and I could just kick it off. Do you have a couple of favorite tailgating memories? Because I have one in particular that really sticks out.
I would say one is like a funny one is at, it was Miller Park at the time, but I'm so excited to have, we have all this tailgating, all this food, all this prep. I think there was like 12 or 15 of us. And we're all stoked. We're talking about this. And of course, the day that we tailgate, what do you think happens? Starts raining, but that did not stop us. We ended up cooking like a full-on feast meal, even had people like stopping as they were going to the stadium to stop to see what we were doing in the middle of the rain. We kept it going, and we actually had more fun than I think I would have had if it wasn't raining.
Yeah, sometimes the inclement weather does bring out the best in the tailgating. Chef Adam, we're going to ask you to call back in. Jess is going to drop the phone number in the chat. We got a little bit of static on your sound. We want to make sure that everybody can hear you plain as day. Folks, while we wait for Adam to rejoin us, I will tell you about one of my most epic, and I will also say challenging, tailgating experiences. For years, there was a group of my friends and I that would go to the Brewers opening day. Now, you're all going to anticipate exactly what I'm going to say here, which is, Maggie, it was probably brutally frigging, mitten-wearing, big wool coat-having cold outside. And indeed, that's what it was. We had to change up our entire plan simply because we weren't sure we were going to be able to, like, keep and maintain briquettes. I can't remember what year it was, producer Jess. I'm going to put it like maybe 10, 12 years ago. If anybody remembers the opening day that I'm talking about, we so often have cold ones, but this one, it was like very cold.
Like your blood's freezing. You can't even move your muscles.
Yes, it was hot toddies and thermoses. Nobody was cracking open any cold ones. It was not what we wanted were any cold beers, but we stood out there in the frigid cold. We had the crock pots and the generators for the chili, of course. And we actually got through that. And I'll tell you, when it is super cold outside and you're tailgating, there is nothing better than that hot toddy or what it's just for me. I don't even know what goes in a hot toddy. It's just my generic term for anything that's like hot tea, honey, and whiskey.
Those are the only key ingredients. We could ask our chef. Our chef is back.
We've got Adam Pavlak back joining us for our 2:30 segment. Yes, Chef, we're talking about tailgating today. what a fun time to be talking about tailgating, kickoff of the postseason for the Brewers, and of course, the beginnings of the NFL season. I was talking about trying to get through a Brewers opening day in just the bitter cold with a bunch of thermoses of boozy hot beverages. You did it in the rain once and persevered through. Folks, if you have had an epic tailgating experience or you've got some tailgating hacks and tips you want to share, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. It's Yes Chef with Adam Pavlak. Adam, so when we think about tailgating, I think the strategy, if you're trying to get food ready for this, is very weather dependent. What do you think?
Yes. Also, if you get one of those tailgate tents, you know, that can save a lot of issues. I always say get like two. You can have one over your cooking devices, whatever you decide to do, and then one over, obviously, everyone has the buffet table, fold-out plastic tables we all know and love. So just be able to be covered and have a little bit of coverage for what you're doing. But, I mean, it's rain or shine, it's happening. You're not going to do all that prep, get all the way down there and be scared of a little bit of raindrops.
Yeah, and then bail. Well, we're hardy types here in Wisconsin. Folks, again, if you're just joining us after the president's remarks, this is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. Because it is 2:30 on a Tuesday, we're doing Yes Chef with Chef Adam Pavla. Today's topic is tailgating because it's the kickoff to the MLB postseason. We've got the football season underway. And speaking of football, I have a small bit of business to take care of. Civic Media and as Maggie Dawn, I would like to congratulate Kim from Racine for winning our grand prize in the Go for the Green and Gold Civic Media statewide contest. Kim is going to get a pair of indoor club level tickets to see Green Bay play New Orleans Monday, December 23rd in Green Bay. Congrats to Kim. Folks, if you've got
That's
a tailgating,
a great prize. Congratulations.
Isn't it? Yeah, good for Kim. That's one awesome. Way to not have to tailgate is you
Kim,
got the good club level tickets.
Go with you, Kim. Let me know.
Kim and Racine, that's Chef Adam. You want Adam tagging along to your big football outing this late December. You give us a call. Folks, if you've got your tailgating story, a tip for our listeners, give us a call, 855-752-4842, because Wisconsinites, I think the birthplace of the tailgate, if I may say, which I absolutely love. Adam's suggesting you got to go get two things. And I think the second thing that you mentioned almost as important as the first. Of course, the first one is you got to have the tent. The tent is so very important. But the second one is that all-important plastic folding table so you can actually put the spread out there and there's space for everybody's dish, because this is usually a potluck affair, right, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I've done the, you know, grab the meat right off the grill with the bun and just go after it, but that's not an epic tailgate in my world. You know, you got to have the folding table, have everyone throw everything up there. You know, and the coverage, those two things. I know you were talking about thermos with the hot drinks. Another cool thing is if you want to heat up things at home, whether it's a cheese sauce, whether it is even soup, you know, we're in Wisconsin, let's rip some broccoli cheddar soup for the tailgate, or anything hot like chili or something, you can put those in thermoses and keep them warm when you get down there. And then when your hot dog comes off the grill, pop the thermos, dump the chili right on, and you're good to go.
I love the fact that you just invoked the chili dog, which is one of the tailgating hacks that I have always loved. I want a loaded chili dog with tons of raw onions, fresh cheese. Like, I know there's onions already in the chili, but I need more onions on top.
Well, there's a difference between the cooked-in onions and then the fresh raw onions.
100% producer Jess. You gotta get that extra bite and tang. Folks, you want to join our conversation or get in your two cents about the best tailgating tactics you know of, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. So, Adam, when you are contributing to a tailgate, maybe not running it, but if you're contributing to the tailgate, what's your go-to dish?
So obviously I will always go to a tailgate no matter what else I'm making with the 8-pack of hot dogs, you know, and then the 6-pack of buns because they can course not. That on points. You either have more buns or more dogs, which is fine. But one thing that I really like to do for a tailgate that steps it up that I think is different is making the Juicy Lucy. So the stuffed cheeseburger is always a great move. And obviously you can put cheese on top. If people don't know, is you make your burger patty, use your thumb, put a hole in there and stuff so whatever kind of cheese you want, and close it back up and make that beef patty. So when it's cooked, you bite into it and it's just a great cheesy surprise. And you can put other things in there too.
I love it. So I've got a quick question for you, Adam. I've heard a lot of hubbub these days about a smash burger. And I don't know what that is. I've been putting all kinds of stuff into my burger patties since I was making my burger patty. What the hell is a smash burger, Adam?
Okay, so a smash burger is exactly what they say. You have to do it on, you know, the flat top griddle or Blackstone, you know, something like that. But what it is a way to put the burger down, and some people start, I had the best smash burger of my life 3 days ago, and you take the burger, whether it's a ball or a patty, put some parchment paper down, and you just take a piece of metal or something flat. They even make smash burger tools for this, and you get it as thin as possible as you can on that grill so that the flat top or the griddle is searing that burger essentially like a steak in a cast iron pan. And it's really nice and thin, gets crispy bits. And when you start seeing that browning around the edges, you flip it over. Some might use like a paint scraper, a really nice sharp spatula. You flip it over, cheese it, and the pros actually put the bun right on top, the top or the bottom. You know, you put the top right on once you flip it, and you put the bottom right on and let that steam kind of get the bun warm. And you have a smash patty. I mean, that's something like Culver's does, or, you know, there's this famous, you know, Shake Shack does theirs as a smash patty. And it just ensures that the whole piece of meat that you're using for your burger gets completely seared and a nice crispy edge to it.
Those are delicious hamburgers. And chipping in from Chippewa Falls, saying that she is a big fan of the smash burger. Here I thought there was some like magic ingredient getting smashed inside. No, it's just literally a burger getting smashed on a griddle by a weight so that it gets crispy and done all the way through.
Well, you want to know the very first smash burger that was ever created, and it is redone amazing at Hamburger America. I was there in New York, like I said, 3 days ago, best smash burger of my life. He actually puts a pile of the thinnest shaved white onions on top of the burger ball while it's on the grill, and he smashes it down all together, and he actually lets those onions and beef cook together. And by the time you flip it and you're ready to go, all those onions are nice and caramelized and crispy, and they're actually cooked right into the burger.
Adam, I'm literally salivating right now because good onions and like
Hamburger America, George.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to buy myself a burger weight, get myself a griddle top for my stove and do that because that sounds so ridiculously good. If you'll remember, Adam, one of our first discussions, I said one of the ingredients that I cannot live without and I would almost put it on cereal is onions. So of course, a smash burger with onions on it is like my nirvana.
Yeah, the smashed onion, and just make sure that those onions are super, super finely, sliced. You know, if you have a mandolin
real thin.
Or something like
I was going to say, I'm going to bust really, out really the mandolin. Everybody,
that is...
Are
you a fan of the classic, like, supper club battered onions, the crispy onions then?
Oh my goodness. We're going to talk about onion rings with Chef Adam when we get back. It is Tuesday. It is the 2:30 block. And so it is Yes Chef with Chef Adam Pawlak. And of course me, Maggie Dawn. Join our conversation. We're talking fried onions next. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. A little break from the politics sometimes is a good thing. Just like a fried onion.